When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Everyone.
And with it, let me say.
E-Rock, you know it.
Let me say.
Sing it!
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet. Ain't so far down.
There we go.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet. Ain't so far down.
Yes. It's a WIP afternoon show.
It's a movement.
The anthem. Dude, do this instead of the Eagles song in the beginning.
They felt it over there.
They felt it.
The Sharks got no shot today.
Here's what I'll tell you. Once we get the women to join in with us, the guys will join
yes.
in.
Yes.
Put your
yes.
pride aside.
Yes.
Yes. We're at Chickies in South Philly. BG show coming up at 6.
Is BG going to sing it?
BG's probably not going to sing
probably
it.
Probably not.
Yeah. And then Players Lounge will be here. Players Lounge will be 7. Jordan Mailata will be the player. The Twitter question is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. No, Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers,
yes.
the official sponsor of the afternoon show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Jack, 89% of respondents think you should shave your head if the Eagles win on Thursday
awesome.
To show support for Coach Sirianni.
Fantastic. That's great.
That is pretty convincing.
I agree. It's a movement for sure.
Yes.
Obviously, we're TikToksmen. We're Reels guys.
Yes.
Imagine how good a video of Mailata singing Creed would do.
And he can sing it.
He could definitely sing it. Now he's got more of like a angelic voice rather than the gruff.
Yeah, but he can sing that.
It would do numbers.
Yeah, we got to ask him to do it. I think the next step is us getting celebrity singers at 5:30. And by the way,
I'm sure that'll catch on.
Well, speaking of which, at this time tomorrow, Devin Keeney is going to be with us because she will be covering the Sixers game for WIP. Wow. So we'll talk to her. It is Embiid's return.
Scoops Keeney.
She'll have gone and listened to Nick Nurse speak. But we told her last time, or at least we said it on the radio, she's going to have to. No, we told her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's going to have to learn the song.
For sure.
She's going to have to sing it tomorrow.
Like Buzz learned it.
Yep.
Unfortunately for everyone.
Yeah, that went poorly. That went really poorly.
Yeah, you got to kind of do what I did, which is you hum along for a little while, and then eventually you understand the words, and then you're all in.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this long enough for everybody to know what the words are.
5 days a week.
Yeah.
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 For months.
Every
so
day.
I don't expect Devin to jump out there like Buzz did, his second time.
Yep.
But I can see Devin in about 3 weeks where she's screaming it, too.
Yeah. Ideally, around all the press, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and maybe even gets Nick Nurse involved. Yeah.
Ooh, Nick Nurse is a music guy.
So now we got to take that into consideration that she has to go somewhere that's quiet.
Don't care.
Don't care.
Figure it out. Tommy Tusigs in Jersey. You're on WIP. Yes. What's up, Tommy Tusigs?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey.
Welcome back, buddy. Welcome back.
Great to be back. Great to be back. You know, Cowboys, I say butter boys. Looks like they soaked themselves in butter then.
Not the hottest start.
Yeah.
That's all right. Anyway.
Yeah.
You took a shot.
I wanted to get, Jack, like I said last time, he kind of called. I wanted to get Jack's gut feeling on this next 3 games coming up. I wanted to hear this record, his gut feeling.
Yeah, because the last time I gut checked, they went 5-0.
Yeah.
Well, good easy look at the schedule and predicted that.
You are.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
It's called knowing the team, Mike.
I'm with you.
I feel a nice 1-2 stretch.
Oh, really?
1-2.
Yeah. Well,
what's the win?
Not Thursday.
Not wow. So you think this is a loss?
I think they go out and beat Los Angeles. That's my guess.
I'm thinking 2-3 or 2-1. I mean, 2-1.
We love it.
I think we would all take 2-1.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think we'd all take 2-1.
I'm actually looking at 3-0.
Of course, yes.
3-0?
Yeah.
Okay, I like the confidence.
Well, if we're being honest about it, right? If you had asked me a month ago, of course I would have taken 2-1 without hesitation. But based on how the team is playing right now, and that we're just about to be at full strength. We just got Dallas Goedert back. You're going to get Jordan Mailata back either Thursday or the following week after that. We're starting to get healthy. We've gone through a tough stretch where we've had players in and out of the lineup. Our best wide receiver, arguably our best player. No, it's not arguably. He is our best player. Has been out. But we're undefeated when he plays. So why, as I move forward, I've seen weaknesses in Baltimore. I see weaknesses in Washington. I damn sure see weaknesses in the Rams. So if the Eagles play their game, they can beat all three of those teams. Now, will they beat them? I probably not, but I can't go into those games saying, I expect them to lose this game. I expect them to lose that game. I just don't see that right now with them.
I mean, hopefully with this, you know, this 5-0 stretch run, hopefully they got some momentum building, and maybe they will go 3-0. I'd love that. I'll take that. Go Birds, you know?
All right.
Yeah. Last thing, I don't know if you guys listen back to the shows, but I highly recommend, you know, there was a bit of a delay last week when you guys were at the dentist having a party.
Oh, no. Was the song screwed up?
The Creed sing-along with the 2.5-second delay was something I really thoroughly enjoyed, and I highly recommend pulling that audio if you can. It was fantastic.
See, we'll have to pull that for tomorrow and play it because I didn't hear it, but now that you're saying
it. Was great.
Yeah, there wasn't a delay for there wasn't a delay for us. We heard everything in time, but
that is
unfortunate.
A little different on the radio, but
oh no!
But that's also Buzz's fault too. He's not putting us in position to succeed.
Yep, once again.
Speaking of, on the way out, Buzz, I'm a little thirsty. You got anything I could? You got anything I could drink, bud?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
All right.
There you go.
Love it. It's
solid back. Call,
2-6.
Right,
thanks again, boys.
All right.
2-6.
See you, buddy.
I like that, 2-6.
OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Uh-oh.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
I was wondering where you've been.
Yeah, I have to let all the young people get in, man. And, you know, with Spike and his thing, and I don't even want to do that today. I think we're going to save that for next week. But I want to do this here.
Yes.
I'm a little concerned, Ike.
What's your concern, Mike?
I seen something yesterday at the end of the game that I did not like. I did not like A.J. quitting on that pass that was actually a touchdown had he not quit on. I don't know if I'm the only
one
seen it, but I'm the only one talking about it right now. It was the last pass.
Well, the last time you did this, you started to get A.J. out of town.
Just say you're scared of controversy, bro. I'm just trying to bring up a point that I seen with my eyes. I didn't like the fact that A.J. quit on the pass in the end zone. That was a touchdown had he kept running.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Jalen threw his hands up like, bro, what's going on?
I remember it now.
I mean, it was on the money, Ike. The ball bounced in the end zone, not out of bounds.
No, it did.
A.J. quit.
Was that the one sort of thrown into the corner of the end zone?
Yes.
Well, he was surprised it reached him.
Really? Did he look back and see Smitty's catch the game before? He reached that one, didn't he?
Yeah.
It would have been on the same lines, and even better, he would have been in even closer, you know, into the end zone than Smitty. Smitty had to do a one hand and a toe tap. He wouldn't even have to do that.
So let me ask you this, OG.
On the play.
Okay, let's stop saying he quit because that's more defaming than anything when you say a player quit, let alone a player of AJ.
How would you say it?
I don't know. Did he not see the ball? Was that the end of the field where the sun was at?
I mean, the sun was gone by that point.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it was just a miscommunication.
I don't know.
No, but
I can't say he quit, though. That's a little hard. That's a little harsh.
Ike.
Yes.
When I say quit, I don't mean in a cowardly way or any derogatory.
No, you mean he quit on the route. He didn't finish the route.
See? Stop moving. He did not complete. So he did not complete the play. So when you don't complete a play that is called for you, and you stop early, I don't know what else to call that, Ike.
Yeah.
You don't have batteries. He ain't not electrical. So a plug wasn't pulled. So you know somebody had to. You know, He had to make a decision when to stop his feet.
I
want to know, why did he choose in the middle of the play to stop his feet?
Here's what I'll say. I remember Jalen's reaction afterwards.
See, I don't remember it. I'll have to watch it again tomorrow
morning. Yeah, and he's right. Jalen did sort of – he didn't throw his arm in disgust. He kind of threw his arm like what happened? Like what happened? Like, what's going on?
I just think it's funny that OG found the best player on the team that happened on one play, and we get a call about it, but we say Jalen made one mistake, and OG has yet to admit that he has made a mistake this year. So,
I've admitted that. First of all, I was a little disgusted at the Jalen's performance early on in that game.
Okay, good.
I've never been a dude that ain't. I'm always going to speak the truth. You know what I'm saying? And maybe you say he's the best player on the team. I don't. So,
well, who's the best player on the team?
The best player on the team.
Who's the best player on the team, then?
The best player on the team.
Nah.
Who's got the toughest job? Whose job is harder, Ike?
The quarterback, easily.
It doesn't mean he's the best player on the team.
Oh, it does. It does. It means that he's got more responsibility. When stuff don't go right, he gets the blame. All of that, okay? And he's got to do more things. He's running the ball in. He's throwing the ball. He's got to try to make everybody on the damn team happy, because he got a lot of – that's a tough damn job to do. So if you can do that at a high level like he's doing it without missing games, because A.J. missed 5 of the last 10 damn games that we played. So don't tell me – and he wasn't –
Without A.J., there's no Jalen.
Why are you so fired up?
Without A.J., there's no Jalen.
Because Spike keeps saying that crazy stuff.
Without A.J., there's no Jalen.
And without Jalen, there's no A.J.
Wow.
A.J. was not a top three receiver when we got him from Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that's fair.
That's all I'm saying. They need each other. Yeah. How about that one?
Yeah. He'd be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to win Thursday. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, OG. Is that it?
That's it. Okay. For now.
All right. You guys watched that again over there? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember it?
I think AJ lost the ball in the light.
See, my perception watching
it. I think he looked up and he didn't track the ball, and then the ball dropped like 3 feet in front of him.
When I was watching it, I was actually, now that I'm thinking of it, I was surprised, because to me it looked like AJ thought it was way beyond him.
Yes.
And that's why he gave up on it. Like, that's what I thought when I was watching it.
Like it was probably going out of bounds or something?
Yes, that he wasn't going to get to it. That's what I thought when I was watching it, but I'll watch it again. We will play for you the just disgusting gaslighting that Jim Nance did on the broadcast yesterday, after I tell you, go ahead.
As the kids say, nasty
gaslighting.
Work.
Gaslighting. Well, yeah, it is nasty work.
Nasty work.
I hate nasty, nasty work.
Oh, I hate nasty
I like
work.
Nasty work.
No,
I like
it's
nasty
up there
work.
With Be Better for me.
I don't like Be Better either.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just if we're ranking them. If you need a brand new car, a brand new Hyundai, first of all, you go to Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. John Ashdale, the cars are, has got a seat for you at his table this November. Doesn't matter if you got credit issues. Doesn't matter if you owe too much in your current vehicle. There is no too much at Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Over 200 brand new 2024s on the lot. Santa Fe's and Elantras and Ionics. 0% financing, 60 months, everyone eats. You get a seat at the table. More for your trade than any place. Consistently recognized for doing that is Colonial. Talking about $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And your brand new Hyundai is going to come with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Do not miss out. Colonial Hyundai right now. The best deals of the year. Shop online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Now, Ike, you know they love hating on Philadelphia, the national media.
Yep.
They love hating on us.
Yep.
Here was Jim Nance yesterday.
It's real. They can win the Super Bowl.
There's a lot to like, and there's a lot of negativity for some reason about this team that comes in on this four-game win streak. as Gainwell picks up only two. And it's an interesting thing. There's a lot of talk about, it was talk radio-esque about what they can't do, what they're not doing, how they fail to do this, how they fail to do that. But you start looking at the numbers they're compiling, especially this last month, the defensive stats, the best rush defense, the best total yards defense, the second best rushing offense for a span of over a month. And those add up to some really good results in the end.
Yeah, and Sirianni takes on a lot of pressure with the, you know, all the talk. But, I mean, that's just passionate fans. I actually like when fans care and they want to be a part of it and everything. But when you're winning, it's hard to win the NFL, and they're winning. He deserves credit.
So Tony Romo softened it, said he likes passionate fans. Jim Nantz doesn't like that they're winning and talk radio is finding out what they can't do. Jim Nantz, I invite you, legendary broadcaster, to come do sports radio in Philadelphia for 4 hours and talk about the games and not mention anything negative, even if the team is winning. Talking about that we're saying bad things about the team and how dare we when the team is playing so well.
Yeah, you know, national people, they're always looking at it from an outside view.
He listened for 15 minutes one day.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing. It's funny because when some of the national pundits want to rip Nick Sirianni and say he's going to be the guy who holds the team back, I don't hear Jim Nantz calling out Mike Greenberg or anybody on ESPN or on Fox Sports One.
Dan Orlovsky or whoever the hell else.
Right, when they spend hours talking about the team and talking about Nick Sirianni. So it's convenient when the team has won 5 in a row that you want to roll this out that somehow they've been unfairly criticized. I'll say this to I have no more breath in my lungs. The fans in this town has earned the right to be critical of these teams because they're here. Players come and go. Coaches come and go. They come and go. The fans are the ones that are here. Here. And that doesn't necessarily mean they need to overlook mistakes, bad play, failure to meet expectations, things of that nature. That's not what it's like here being a sports fan. And you can talk that crap on the outside because you're not a part of this. You're not a part of this. And quite frankly, as bad of a reputation we may get sometimes as being too harsh on fans, you know how many fan bases wish they had the community of togetherness and for these home teams the way Philadelphia does? And I'm not just pandering right now. I'm just saying there are cities that envy what we are as a fan base. They envy it. They can't say it. They may not want to say it. They may try to paint it a different picture. But the fact of the matter is, they are casual fans. They're front runners. They're bandwagoners when things are well. When their teams stink, they stop paying attention to them. We don't do that here. Sorry, we care.
And it's what makes it great here. It's why sports here are great. I really think there's only...
And there's only a couple.
This is the only time I'm ever going to compliment this city, because I was talking with Ray Diddy about it earlier at the station. It's Boston's the only other one that is as crazy as we are about things. New York's not. New York forgets about things.
You would know better than anybody.
There's just too much going on in New York. Mm-hmm. They're good fans. They care. But it's not like it is here.
There's too many teams.
Yeah, every day, every second is because the people care here, which
That's
is
right.
why it is good here.
Yep.
It's why it's good to do this. It's why it's good to play here. It's why it's hard to play here sometimes. It's why it's fun. It's why that to your point, the community is always paying attention.
Yep.
Andrew and Jamison, you're on WIP. What's up, Andrew?
What it do, baby? Here we go.
All right. I like the start.
Yes, sir.
Is this the one we're sticking with, though?
I don't know.
I like him saying what it do, baby. I think it's funny.
I mean, I didn't know.
What's up, Andrew?
What it do? What it do, baby?
We're wearing black every game for the rest of the season because we're the Grim Reaper, and we're knocking on teams' doors and smearing their blood all over the field. We did
Jerry
Jones' grave. Might as well put him in there already.
All right.
Yeah. Look, Jack doesn't support you, Andrew, but I do.
Well, I support him. I just, you know, we got a lot of blood on this show.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little more blood.
Okay. Right.
May the violence be with you.
Yes, okay.
I said the only trophy that Dallas will be holding is the Texas High School trophy. When they present that to the high school team in Texas, they ain't holding any other trophy anytime soon.
And that's the truth.
I want to give a shout-out
to preaching, OGJ, brother.
Corey from Columbus, Justin from Tennessee, Rios, Yosh, and only today, Jack Fritz, for being birds and Jalen believers recently.
Okay.
I didn't hear what you said.
Well, you somewhat portrayed yourself as a Jalen believer right now.
All right.
Andrew, are you listening closely to the show?
He did give him the number one game ball.
I did give him the number one game ball. Yeah.
I'm not really buying it.
Nothing. Here's where I'm at with Jalen. So I can't win either way, you know? So I'll just stay on my side.
Yeah, you should. You should stay on your side.
One other thing. Bread and butter showing out last game.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if it was the bread or butter that Reed was signing, but he was balling out. Coop's the second-best PFF cornerback in the league. We got a great linebacker duo in front of him. We need a little more pressure up front. But what did I say last week? We're going to kill Dallas, not just beat Dallas, kill him. And we killed him.
And you're right, Andrew.
LBG, I said, what's up? If he needs any nicknames or anyone else, let him know. Run the bread and butter by him if you can.
Well, his nickname is BG.
Not him, but, like, anyone else.
Oh.
I love Andrew. Andrew,
so
good
cocky.
Call, man. Good call.
The confidence has gone up.
Yes.
I can hear it.
I'm never letting Andrew go.
He's not your caller?
Yeah, whether we officially name him afternoon show caller, which I believe he deserves. I think we should make that decision next week. I love Andrew. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Text line.
Yep. Two big swings and misses there.
Didn't Peyton Manning take three?
No. Two.
Denver? Indianapolis?
Where else did he play besides those two?
You're right. I forgot the second. Shut up, Jack. You were the one that was wrong.
He went to three.
He's a corpse in the last one.
All right. He was still there.
Proof you can still win with a quarterback that's less talented than Jalen.
He got benched for Brock Osweiler.
What's next?
Spike did say that.
Well, I said that about the team, not about Goff.
Well, he's a part of the team.
Yeah, but I was saying the team overcame a deficit and the quarterback not playing well. I didn't say that's what Jared Goff does. The Jalen people are going to push me back to Jack's side. You're going to push me back to Jack's side. I was complimentary of him. I was realistic. You people.
Hang in there.
All right.
Yeah,
what's next?
You smell fine.
I do.
Yeah.
I smell fine. Yep. Fine.
Fine as in...
Yeah.
We don't smell you.
Yes. Smell like a person. What's next?
He's going to snap.
Is that fair?
No.
No. Okay.
I like Tyrese Maxey, too.
Wow.
Okay.
I know you do.
I didn't say you did.
Do not paint me as a Tyrese Maxey hater.
No.
I don't like it. I like Tyrese Maxey.
You don't want him compared to Joel as far as
best player
franchise
in the team.
Player. Yeah.
Yeah. The Tyrese Maxey people are like the Jalen people. They're out of hand. Well, he's only 24. Okay, great. I hope he has a growth spurt next year and he becomes. We got a call to the Ricky voicemail line comparing him to Kobe because of his insatiable urge to get better. Kobe was 6'6".
It's true.
He's not Kobe.
Well, no one is.
Well.
What's next?
What's next?
He'd be jarred.
I'm wondering, You shave the facial hair too?
Well, I think I'd have to. But also the beard is. Yeah, no. I don't know.
I think you just trim it a little lower. And that way it's all the same length.
All even?
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Okay.
What's next?
Say the good things too.
That's true.
Well, you got to look at the schedule, apparently.
Jack, you know the rule. No one ever gives you credit for being right. They only give you credit for being
now,
wrong.
Now, I will say, most of what I do on this show is a bit. I actually did believe that one.
Yeah, I felt like you did believe
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
I also thought you were scared of the run, which is why you could feel it.
Exactly.
Sometimes you know when things... The thing about it is, it's easier to tell when things you don't like are going to happen, and I think that's why you're able to detect it.
Just to be clear, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, you seem it. What's next? Before we go, what grade would you give Buzz for today's show?
B plus.
Oh, C.
Yeah, I was C plus.
For what? We didn't have any issues with the callers. He missed Ike Juice one time.
Yeah.
But that's enough.
That's enough. It's Ike Juice. It's our signature drop.
What?
Sorry, Jack. All right.
We'll be back. It was until you tried to bury it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
bad guy.
Looks like it's starting to make a comeback.
You're a bad guy.
Just like the football team.
All right. We'll be back with you tomorrow. The Brandon Graham Show is up next. You can listen on your radio, watch on YouTube. You can come down here to Chickies. Then... The Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Jordan Mailata. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.